This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour News update recorded on Wednesday, May 24th, 2017. I'm Mark Boulanger. Every year, thousands of unaccompanied children land on the beaches of Italy seeking asylum and a better life. They need decent public services and education. Marie Ainsborough reports.
The Global Union for Education is calling for emergency action to help the thousands of unaccompanied children who cross the Mediterranean to Italy. Education International, which represents 30 million teachers and other education workers around the world, has just published a major study about the children. It says that of the 28,000 minors who landed on Italy's beaches in 2016, almost all, 91%, traveled without an adult. That means parents are putting their children into unsafe boats and sending them off into the Mediterranean in the hopes the children will have a better life. The survey by Education International shows that the children are not being integrated into European society because of inadequate services. It is calling for the movement of the children away from the coasts and into schools, even if they have not yet received the necessary legal papers. While acknowledging that Italy does a good job of protecting minors, it must do more, especially to support the children once they get into school. The EI report points out that only 1 million euros a year are set aside to provide language training for the children. This is Marie Ainsborough reporting for Radio Labour.
Healthcare is a basic human right and should be provided by governments, not by corporations interested in maximizing their profits. That is the central message of a new campaign by the Global Union Federation Public Services International. The PSI represents some 20 million workers who are members of 670 unions in 154 countries. I talked to Rosa Pavanelli about the campaign. Ms. Pavanelli is the General Secretary of PSI. I asked her why the PSI thought it was necessary to initiate a global campaign about healthcare now.
The health sector is one of the most attacked public sector by privatizations. And also one of the sectors that contributing to, if it's well managed and everybody has access to healthcare, that can help reducing poverty and enhance living conditions for millions of people. While when you have to pay out of your pocket for healthcare, this is bringing people deeper and deeper in poverty. It's estimated that 100 million people drop below the poverty threshold every year because of the increasing cost of accessing healthcare. So we think that launching a campaign for health as a human right is something that can really help reducing poverty.
The PSI campaign calls for universal public health coverage. Why?
You know, many international institutions are calling for universal health coverage or social protection floor that is a part of the universal health coverage, aiming to ensure the access to healthcare to all the people or to ensure a minimum level of social security to people. But while both the ILO, the United Nations, and many international agencies are calling for universal health coverage, nobody is calling about public universal health coverage. That's what makes a difference for us, because health is a big business. Profits in the health sector never stopped, even during the worst period of the financial crisis. It's only a public governance and only a public management of the health coverage that can ensure the universal access and actually can ensure the fundamental human right to health care. Health is, and particularly public health, is a duty of governments, and we cannot forget that, and we cannot pretend that private for-profit organization or enterprises can ensure such an important role to protect the common interest.
Thank you for listening, and remember, it's all about global solidarity.